Gary LaRue, technical editor of Microwave Journal. We're here at the 2019 International Microwave Symposium in our home city of Boston, talking with Paul Blount, who's the CEO and founder of Custom Mimic, about the Women in Engineering Scholarship Program that the company initiated last year. Paul, thanks for taking a few minutes away from your customers to speak with us. What is this scholarship program?
Okay, thank you for having us and interviewing the girls. The Women in Engineering program started last year. As the company has been growing, we wanted to give back to our community. We walk into too many rooms and see too many men and not enough women, and so we decided that it would make sense to begin a scholarship where we could reach out to women going into college and try and help them. The general mantra is to help them get to the point where they graduate and they're not crippled with debt, and then they can start thinking, okay, it's post-grad time, let's really get in there and get things done, you know. So we obviously had to constrain it to make it work, so we actually teamed with the Greater Lowell Community Foundation. They really helped us because obviously we didn't know what we were doing. And so they were the ones who were the mechanics behind it. They make sure that all of the 501c3 rules are met. And so they've been great with us. And then we decided we would go through the towns the company has been in, because obviously we don't want to open it up too big. So we went with Groton, Dunstable, and Westford. And then actually this year we opened it up to Chelmsford because we've moved there now as well. And so we've done it again this year. We have another three girls going into college this year. And we're really excited. The big thing for me was when we started seeing the applications from these girls, it was amazing. They are so talented. They are so driven. One of the comments that I had from all the committee that we had was, I don't know what I was doing when I was 18, because these girls are way better than I was. And so they're so good, and we want to really help them along the way. You talk about a legacy. Custom Mimic will always be the legacy that we have, but this legacy is way bigger. You know, these are ripples in a much bigger pond. I fully believe these three girls will go so far and do so many great things.
Obviously, as a CEO and a founder of a startup, there are lots of things you could invest your time in. A lot of technical challenges, since you still do design work. What's the genesis of your passion to pick on this?
Well, I mean, to be brutally honest, I was sponsored through college myself. I found my calling because a company believed in me and brought me in. I interned with them. They put me through different departments. I found the Mimic Group and said, oh, this is me right here. And so, you know, it's our turn to give back. That's a big part of, you know, the community. And it's been amazing. The company's really come together. These three have come back. They're interning with us. It's a wonderful thing because all of the employees are helping and just talking with them. And it's great. It's really fun to see the energy with everything. It's wonderful.
Let's now meet the three young women that were the first year's recipient. Let me ask you to introduce yourself and say where you're going to school and what you're studying.
I'm Sarah. I go to Clarkson University, and I'm majoring in mechanical engineering.
Hi, I'm Emma. I go to Tulane University, and I'm majoring in chemical engineering.
I'm Grace Remler, and I'm going to UMass Lowell, and I'm majoring in electrical engineering.
What difference has this scholarship made in your ability to go to school and the particular school you've chosen and the program of study you've chosen?
It's definitely helped take the pressure off a lot with a lot less being spent on school. So it's helping to like let me focus more on school and less on like the financial aspect. And so school is definitely very expensive, so it's very nice to get a little bit of a break.
I think aside from the financial aspect also, just like when classes get tough and I'm like, I don't really know if I should keep pursuing this, knowing that someone like invested in me and really believes in me is just really amazing. And so it really helps to know like, yeah, I could do this. Like no matter how hard it gets, someone is there, like there's a whole company there like supporting me. So it's amazing, yeah.
So you're saying that Paul's given you his cell phone number, and if you have trouble with any homework problem, you just call him.
Yes, exactly.
I agree with Emma. Like, it's definitely good having someone in your court. Like, I know I have family and friends, but like knowing someone someone's there to, like, financially back me up, to just, like, back me up, like, just in general is, like, a really big motivator. Because, like, it's one thing saying, like, I'm going to fail, and it's another thing saying, like, someone believed in me and I couldn't live up to those expectations.
There's a perception, right or wrong, obviously you're the exception to the rule, that young women don't get interested in science and engineering, or somewhere in the path they get turned off of it. Talk a little bit about how you first got interested in science and engineering and the spark that sustained you to now.
I've definitely always been more into, like, science and math than most of my friends, and it's definitely been difficult at times because you'll look around in, like, one of the higher level math classes or something, and it's a class of, like, 25 kids and there are 5 girls or something. So it's definitely been interesting to pursue that, and you just kind of have to figure out how to, like, just focus on your own work and do what you need to do without letting anyone else get in your way. So I've always just enjoyed it and gone for it.
Yeah, so in high school, one of the classes that I really loved the most and that challenged me the most was my sophomore math class, and it was mostly boys, like a few girls here and there, but my teacher was really good about, like, if you can handle this work, you can handle anything. Like, she really, really pushed us. And so just hearing that, she was like, every single one of you could be an engineer easily if you want to. Like, it just really gave me a lot of confidence, because it was always this big, broad, like, oh, STEM, it's so intimidating and difficult. But then seeing, like, oh, I can handle this, I can definitely handle that. And she did a lot with just the girls. Like, she would email us, like, oh, here's this opportunity this weekend, like, go to this conference, and a lot of different things like that. And so, yeah, it kind of stemmed from there, I think.
I always grew up in a STEM household, but, like, I kind of landed in engineering by chance. And so I went into college, and I just, within the first semester, found, like, I just finally found, like, my people and, like, who I really connected with. And, like, it's just, like, I never really was certain until, like, halfway through first semester. I was like, this is really what I want to do for the rest of my life.
What surprised you about your first year of college?
I think it's definitely different than I expected it to be from, like, a workload standpoint. Like, high school is very much just, like, you're in class all the time, and then you go home and do, like, a couple hours of homework. But college is definitely nice, where, like, you have a lot more free time between classes to do your work. And then also, like, everyone there, like, my school is mostly engineering, so we all work together a lot. So I wasn't really expecting that, but it's a very good community, and just working together with everyone to get it done.
Hopefully you don't do like I did with that extra free time, wait till the last minute to start on your homework.
Yeah, I've noticed it's really nice to have more diversity in the classroom. Just going to Grand Dunstable, it was the same people for a long time, and now in my engineering classes, there's all different types of engineers and people from all over the country, and it's been really cool to kind of get different ideas mixed together. And we've all had, like, different high school educations. We all took kind of different AP classes, so everyone has different strengths. It's really cool to come together and, like, study together and just learn from each other, because I feel like I've learned a lot more than I could have staying, like, another year in high school pretty much. Yeah, it's really opened up.
I feel like everyone's just a lot more open, and, like, I've done a lot more group work, and, like, the classes are just more interesting. Like, it comes down to that.
Cool. So any last recommendations for, let's say, a young woman's listening to you? What would you say to encourage her?
I would say just do it. If you enjoy it, just go for it, and don't let anyone stop you. Just, like, focus on what you want to do and just keep going with it.
Yeah, I would say that the hardest classes you're going to take and the hardest experiences that you're going to have are going to give you, like, the best friends. Like, I've made a lot of my close friends in college and in high school from taking really difficult classes, and it's going to be difficult at the time, but, like, you're going to get through it, and you're going to make really good relationships from it, and it's definitely going to pay off. So I would say just go for it. It'll be worth it.
Yeah, I say just give it a shot. Like, if you're uncertain, just do it. Like, the worst that can happen is you don't like it and you do something else. Like, you can't let fear hold you back from doing what you might love.
Well, that's great guidance. And certainly, I think from what Paul said, just talking to you, you have wonderful careers ahead of you. And congratulations, and great appreciation to Paul and Custom Mimic for making this possible.